Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we fall into our day six novena for the repose of the soul of Charlie Kirk. We continue our practice today in the Gospel of Luke as we turn to chapter 7 with verses 11 through 17. Soon afterward, Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. So as we continue our novena for the soul of Charlie Kirk, we turn to Luke 7, verses 11 through 17 today, where we encounter a deeply moving account of Jesus raising the widow's son in Nain. This passage not only showcases the compassion of Christ, but also serves as a reminder of the hope and restoration that come through him. As Jesus approaches the town, he sees the mournful procession and is filled with compassion for the grieving widow, whose only son had died. His simple yet profound words, "Do not weep," precede an extraordinary miracle. He commands the young man to rise, demonstrating his power over death. Today marks day six of our novena for the repose of the soul of Charlie Kirk. Just as Jesus intervened in the lives of those who faced loss, we can come together in prayer, recalling Charlie's passion for glorifying God in all his endeavors. Charlie fervently believed that salvation is the key to true peace, urging others to seek a deep relationship with Christ. As we reflect on this passage, let us remember that just as Jesus uplifted the widow and her son, he invites us into a transformative relationship that brings solace amidst our sorrow. The miracle of resurrection not only signifies physical revival, but also the spiritual rebirth that we find in faith. In our prayers, we ask that Charlie's soul be granted eternal peace, and that his legacy of proclaiming the gospel continues to inspire others. May we, like him, seek to glorify God in every aspect of our lives, reminding those around us that salvation is the ultimate answer to all of life's challenges. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever." We continue to pray for those who have asked us to pray for them, those who we said that we would pray for, as we can continue our novena prayers for day six today for the repose of the soul of Charlie Kirk. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 7. It's verses 11 through 17. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, Young Man, I Tell You, Arise. In Nain, where sorrow cast its heavy shroud, a widow walked lost in grief, her heart bowed. Her only son taken too soon from her care. The townfolk gathered, filling the air with despair. But lo, from the distance a figure drew near. With eyes full of mercy, he banished all fear. Do not weep, he spoke with a voice calm and clear. Compassion like sunlight breaking darkness sincere. He approached the bier where the lifeless boy lay. As whispers of hope began to outplay with a word that ignited the ultimate thrill. Young man, I say to you, arise, take your fill. At once he sat up alive in the light. The mother embraced him, a wondrous delight. Joy surged through the crowd. They marveled in awe. God has visited us, a testament to raw. In this miracle woven with love and grace, death's shadow surrendered, giving life its place. A widow restored, her heart now aglow, reminders of peace in the depths of our woe. So as we remember this tale profound, in our hearts may salvation's call resound. For in every loss, every tear we confide, Jesus walks with us, our hope and our guide. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's September 16th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:44, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.